Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to another episode of But Why, the podcast that's all about digging into big questions about tricky topics via honest conversations. Today we're going to be talking about body image. Today's guest is an Icelandic weightlifter and one of the best CrossFit athletes in the world. Unfortunately for her, a ruptured ACL days before the game saw her 2021 championships go out the window. But never one to be without a challenge, my guest used that time to create her own collection of UK sports brand, Wit. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to Sarah Sigmund's daughter. Hello!
Hi!
How are you doing?
I am so good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So in Iceland, you're going to go into a mad winter, aren't you, now?
Yes. It's starting now. It's starting to get darker and colder.
So. I actually read an amazing book called Wintering. This isn't what I'm going to talk to you about, but now I'm on the roll. Wintering, about how people from Iceland and other places with very, very short days in winter, how you mentally prepare for that. I mean, I guess it's a norm for you, but it is absolutely wild. In the depth of winter, how short will your days be?
Our shortest day is like 4 hours of daylight.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, it's insane. Like, the daylight that we get is like still muggy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's still,
never bright.
Yeah, like it's bright, but it's, we have clouds and it's almost still dark. So that gets super hard. So I usually do a competition in Dubai in December. And when I come from Dubai, I'm like, wow. I just get depressed in one day because I'm just like, I haven't had sunlight and everything's so cold and it's so dark. But I mean, if like the build up to it is just like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a thing that you talk about? Because we obsessively talk about the days getting shorter, but our days, the earliest it would get dark is about 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it starts to get dark for us around, like, it starts getting bright around, like, 12, 1, and then dark again at, like, 3:30, 4.
No wonder you train. I mean, you've got to do something.
Yeah, exactly. You can get super, like, heavy in your mood and crave a lot of food. You crave a lot of, like, cozy time. Like, you just want to go home and watch something because it's so cold. And like the motivation can also be super hard because like maybe we have a snowstorm that day and also not daylight. And it's just like you have to go out, you have to take the snow out of your car or off your car. You drive to the gym, you get stuck on the way. You have to loosen up the car, you have to call somebody. It's just like the struggle gets real in wintertime. And it's like, yeah, it gets super real. And I think that I'm born to be in sunshine and by the beach, so
I feel the same.
Extra badly in this.
Do you?
Yeah.
But do you learn to kind of cope with that? Are there things you do, I guess, to keep moving?
Yeah, you definitely do, and you just can't think too much about it, to be honest. Like, if you're constantly thinking of how tired you are, how cold it is, and it's like, it's insane. Like, when you show up in the gym and your fingers are still, like, numb because it's so cold, and then you should start weightlifting or something.
Yeah,
and
you're just like, come on, break your hands.
Come to life, yeah. And, but it's, like, we're very lucky because we have very good, like, heating in our houses, and like because of the like we have a lot of volcanic eruption in our grounds, and so we're super lucky with what we can do with the circumstances.
Yes. Whereas we, I think, we're kind of in middle ground, so we don't have terrible weather, so no one really has the right clothes or the right stuff, and we kind of end up, our whole transport system grinds to a halt with a tiny bit of snow. Yeah. And then there's countries like yours where you have snow. And
yeah, we have very much snow. So they were so funny. So I competed in a competition in Boston, mm-hmm. and that competition was in January. And I remember my flight got canceled because it snowed. And the snow, or like what they called them, snowing, it was just like, even guys, when it lands on the ground, like how can they cancel a flight? Like I flew from a snowstorm, like yeah. So we're so used to like just like dealing with the circumstances of just like we're gonna have shit weather, but we're prepared.
I wonder whether this that mentality is quite important in your foundations for what you have to do, because the very nature of CrossFit is like you know you're gonna get a load of stuff you can't expect, but you can expect that it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got to go into it. So I want to talk to you about body image tied into your amazing collaboration with WIT, but I was looking at the press releases about it and videos, and that thing about being a muscular female.
Yeah.
Have you always been of an athletic build?
Yes, I've always been very strong and very, like, I was ashamed when I was younger because I was heavy. And, like, when you were little and you were like with your friends and you're all like you're starting to like weigh yourself, and I was always just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, why am I different, why am I like, I was heavier than the other girls, but like I didn't look bigger, but I was still heavier because I was just built strong and I didn't know it. And it was quite the challenge. Sorry, I have a puppy.
That's all right. The puppy's. Oh, I've actually locked my dog downstairs because he actually like tiptoe around. So in the UK, when I was growing up, the body shape was the Kate Moss, very wafy, very skinny girl. Would that have been what you were aspiring to?
Yeah, I was trying to be like that. Like I knew I could never be as skinny, but it was my dream, and I didn't understand why I couldn't be like that while everybody else was like. Like my friends were way different than me, and what was weird about me was that I was super competitive and I was super athletic, but I was embarrassed of being like that because I was a girl. And like I'm thinking to myself now, like I didn't want to show up in gym classes because I got red in my face and I got so competitive, like playing soccer or something. Like while the girls just stood by the side, I was just like all in. But I was embarrassed of being like that, and I could barely control it, so I just skipped it instead. I was just like,
wow,
I don't want people to see me like this.
Little did you know that once you got your career, you would stop. You would stop caring what you.
Yeah, and it was insane. Like I always thought that nobody noticed this about me, and I was always a super good swimmer, just from young age. And you would do like in the beginning of school, you would do like this test, and if you would pass the test, you wouldn't have to show up in swimming.
What?
Yeah, and because like you would have to reach a specific time, and if you were a good enough swimmer, you
wouldn't.
Yeah, and I always made the test in the beginning of the year, and like I was just like, so embarrassed of being that good. Do you know what I mean? Because I was the girl, and so I just like kept on showing up in classes because I was like I had that competitiveness and I wanted to be better. But I didn't have to actually do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was insane of like how much you try to hide it. And like I was that talented at that age that I could skip swimming just because of my mentality of like I wanted to reach a specific time.
Yeah.
But I was trying to hide like having that skill. Do you know what I mean? Just because I was a girl.
Isn't that crazy? Because I'm so trying to think back. Like, who were the role models? Who were we seeing that?
Yeah.
And even then, the only people you saw were the like extreme athletes. You didn't see anything in between. Whereas now we're exposed to a whole, you know, much more everybody being more muscular. When was the real change where you A, unleashed your true kind of potential, and B, like started to accept your body, I suppose?
I think like when I started training, so I have a weird story of how I started training is that I was in a friend group of like six girls, and we were always together, and all of them had met a guy, and like we're having boyfriends, and this was like at 17, and I had never like trained seriously in my life before that, and I was like, shit, if I want to have a boyfriend, I need to lose weight, because I was a little bit overweight, and so I started training to lose weight. But then I started in spinning classes, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so boring. So go to a spinning class, go out of the class, go into the fitting room, take a nap, and then like finish the class. It was just like, yeah. I had no, yeah, like my drive there was not that much at all. But I just didn't believe in myself, and I was uncomfortable being in that place and like, mm-hmm. forcing myself to try to do something that I was super uncomfortable with. But there was something in me that was like, I don't want to quit though. So I found like this bootcamp seminar, and there was a coach there. So you did like a test. It was the 6-week seminar. So you did like a test in the beginning of like 2 minutes of max rep push-ups, 2 minutes of max rep pull-ups, strict pull-ups, and 2 minutes max sit-ups, 2 minutes max air squat, and then a 3K run. And I did the push-ups, and I did them on my toes. Like, I've always been super strong. And yeah. I did, like, two to three reps or something. And the coach there just came up to me. And he's like, wow, you have something special. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, like, what do you mean? But after that one comment, I was just like, okay, I'm going to show him in next time that I am actually super special. And I'm going to prove. There's something more to me, and he can see it. And I was like, okay. Like, I got so motivated just by that one compliment. And that's just how my, like, career started. Like, I started by thinking I would never want to get muscles. Like, if I get neck muscles, I'm quitting. Like, I'm just going to do cardio. But I'm built as, like, I'm strong. And why wouldn't I use my strength?
Mad, isn't it?
But getting that compliment, I just got fired up of like, okay, I want to do something more with this. Like, do I really have something special? How can I prove it? And from there, he said to me like, okay, you need to promise me that you'll compete in a competition. And I was like, okay, I promise. And then like later on, like 3 years later, I did a competition and was in last place. And it was like so dramatic while I was competing. So it was like this, you would finish like 10 exercises, and it was like starting on a bike, and then you would do like push press, and then you would do jumping over a bench, and it was like these 10 exercises. And I was like stopping in the middle of it. I'm like, King Star, I can't do this. And like just going way out of my comfort zone. And I was so happy that he made me actually compete. And what even made me want to go further is that he died actually that year. And I was just like, I need to do what I promised. So like my motivation was just like, I'm going to make it. And I think that I like started to accepting my body was just like, I watched like a documentary of Ronda Rousey, and it took me a while to accept my body. Like I started CrossFit, and I was so unhappy with how I looked. I was really? Like, oh my gosh, I'm getting muscles. Mm. But I really want to train, but I don't want to have these muscles. And I want to be strong, but I don't want to have the muscles. And I don't want to look like that. I don't want to put on a dress and people will like ask me if I'm a guy or not. Like, this is how my mindset was.
Mm.
Insane, but I always looked feminine. But in my head, just because I have had a few muscles, I was just like I was toned. And my boyfriend at the time, he's just like, Sarah, you just need to accept that you will look like this while you're in CrossFit. And like your body is just showing what it can do. Stop it. I'm going to find a way. And I was just like, I'll just starve myself and I'll just see how far I can go. And then I watched this Ronda Rousey documentary, and there was a guy that was talking about her, and he's like, she's like a beast in the cage. And then she puts on a dress and she looks like a queen. And I was just,
that.
I want to be like that. And then I started coaching more, and I got so attracted to the girls that showed up just as they were, and they just pushed.
Mm.
There were other girls that showed up and they're like, Don't put plates on my bar. Like, I'm not going to be like the muscular girl. And I was just like, oh, it's so unattractive that they're not willing to push themselves way like further than they can actually be.
And it's mad though, isn't it? Because you can, I'm thinking as you're talking, I look at other girls and admire their muscles. And then when you start to see yourself in the mirror, you don't like it. It makes no sense, doesn't it?
No, it's like, it's insane how, like, how hard it can be to learn to love your body. And my way of learning to love my body was just like, okay, like, for example, now, like, I tore my ACL in March and the body shaming starts again. Like, you go to your weaknesses and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen now. I'm going to get like so muscular on my upper body and I'm going to lose my leg strength and I'm going to look like this. And like, you just go to body shaming. And I was just like, okay, snap freaking out of it. Your main goal is for your body to recover 100% because you want to be the best athlete you can be. So as soon as you're afraid of eating because you can't train as much as you used to, remind yourself of what your body is actually doing. So, and I've had the best recovery, knock on wood, that I couldn't imagine. Like, my body has responded so well, and I'm so thankful for the body that I have. I'm just like, it's not everybody that could do what my body has done for me. and like, that I'm body shaming me because of looks is insane. And this is something that I really want to change.
This is a very like blunt question, but when you are competing, do you still, when you look at competition photos, judge your body on its physical appearance, or are you past 100%. That? Oh, yeah, do 100%. You? Even though you're achieving unthinkable things with it.
But I think it's just, I think your brain works that way, that you find everything bad before you can actually look at the positives. And I think it just takes work of changing your mindset. Like, I can see a photo of me and I'm just in mid-workout and I'm super pumped and I'm just like, is that really me? Am I that muscular? Am I that? Like, you start like fearing. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I really look like this? But it's like, and then 3 months later, you see the same photo, but you don't have the emotional connection to the photo. So you're like, wow, I looked so good there. So
isn't that mad?
No, But how I dealt with it and how I accepted it was just like, I was reminding myself always what my body was doing and what it was, the load that I'm putting it under, and that I'm so thankful how it works. And also how it looks. Like, I wouldn't want to look any other way than how I look now. I remember I got super skinny one time, and like, I'm usually around 70 kilos or 155 pounds, and I went down to 135. And I remember that I was just like, I wish I had like these feminine lines of having hips and having something around me. And like, I think your mind just works in that way, that it always tries to find the bad things about you instead of just being thankful for what you have and accepting it and use it.
It's so interesting. That's something I have to, like, when I was my smallest, that I always thought was the thing that I wanted to get to, I wasn't my happiest. But
no, that was the same for me. And it was just like, I've always wanted to be this weight. And wow, I've never felt so bad about myself.
And not capable. It's so interesting. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, because how can you, I think what you're talking about is that thing where you feel very feminine. I feel like a girl, very girly, if that's the thing. But I'm competitive, I'm brave, and I want to be strong. And it's very confusing when you feel like you can't package that up in a way that is acceptable.
Exactly. And what my like thought is about this is like, why should girls, like just guys never would think like this. Like, they would never think, okay, I'm going to stop in this weight in back squats because if I go heavier, I'm going to get bigger legs. They just try to get as strong as they can and they push their bodies to the limits. Well, girls, they just put a line and they can't cross the line, because if they cross the line, they're not feminine enough. And then maybe they can I remember like the comments that I got from guys was like, you can beat me up and you can do this. And I was just like, just because I'm a girl with muscles doesn't mean that I could be, that I could beat you up. Like, it's like so
insane that
comments that you get.
Yeah.
But like my goal with this is just like, I wish a girl could just have the mindset of, I'm going to push myself as far as I can with my body allowing it. And I'm not going to think about the outcome of how it will look if I push myself. Yeah. And I remember that I once got comment of, so I'm very strong in my upper body and always been. And that's one of my strengths in CrossFit. It's like, I'm just very good in pulling and pressing. And I never knew it until I started CrossFit. And I was ashamed of it, of course, because I was like, I'm a girl. I shouldn't be strong in my upper body. Guys should be strong in their upper bodies. But I got a comment one time of like, Sarah, why do you have like, so I have like a muscular line here because you have muscles.
Because you're strong.
Yeah, and shoulders, and they're like, why do you have that line there? And I was like, oh, because I got freaking 12 unbroken muscle ups the other day and I've been working on it and I was just like so strong. She's like, oh, I would rather skip everything than looking like that. And my heart just broke and I was like, well, that's true. Yeah, I shouldn't be pushing myself and I shouldn't be. And then I was like, I'm going to make it to the CrossFit Games. I don't care what that person thinks and I'm going to show her. But it's like, it's insane how, like, it takes so little for...
To twist,
Yeah, to twist it. It's just like, this is what I need to change in this world of just like, please accept how you are, because then you're going to be so much happier and you're going to push your limits so much further, which gives you so much fulfillment and so much like self-esteem of you're able to do things you never thought you were able to do. And... just because you're a female, you shouldn't have a stop limit because you're a female. You should push yourself just as much as guys.
It's a really big thing. And the thing is, as I'm talking to you, we know in our logical mind, like when you're smart, it makes absolute sense. But also if you're trying to bulk, if you're trying to put like weight on in order to be stronger, I know anyone that I train with finds that difficult as a girl. And that is... what a madness.
It's the most difficult thing. So like also off season for me, I put on weight because I'm letting my body recover and it's better to be a little bit over than under. And this is just one of the hardest things that I've dealt with. It's just like I'm accepting that I don't look as good as I can look because I'm letting my body recover. And I'm just like, No, I don't need this. Like, I can just eat less and I can just, like, I'm training less, so I'll just eat less. And, but it's like, yeah,
it's
but
what your you body do.
Goes under so much stress. And how we work is that we need that security of, like, having a little bit more. So it's like, it's insane now how you have to learn to accept these things.
And I mean,
go. And, it's probably as hard for guys to gain weight and everything like that, but it seems to be less pressure on them than on us. And the comments that I've gotten, if I gain a little bit of weight, it's just like, it's insane. While maybe a guy that gains the same amount of weight as me, it's just like, oh, it doesn't look as good now as he did. But if it's a girl that gains weight and gains muscle, it's just like, oh, what is she doing? Like, you get much more of like the comments and like the...
What about within the community of other athletes? Because it must help when you're surrounded by women with a similar physique. Like, you must feel fairly, very normal when you're...
If I'm in my zone of being in a CrossFit gym and everything, I feel great. Mm. But sometimes, like, if I'm... like, my friends don't do CrossFit. And if we're going out or something, it's always the comments on me. And I remember, so I did, like, a graduation trip to Mexico, and this is when I was starting CrossFit. So while everybody was drinking and having fun, like, okay, I need to train also. So I was having fun also, but I trained 2 times a day, and I was getting the CrossFitter body type, the female CrossFit body type, and I got so many like weird comments about it from the guys that were with me in the graduation trip. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have like tried to lose weight before being on the beach and like not showing that I have muscles and like embarrassed. And then there was this one tour guide that walked up to me, he's like, wow, you look so fit and feminine. And I was like, wow, like, just because of that one comment, I was just like, I got this. Yeah, like, it's insane how little it takes to break you, and also how little it takes to bring you all the way up.
And meanwhile, you're achieving these amazing athletic feats. But yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that you look at your comp pictures and judge your body. But also, like, it's very sad, isn't it? Because you are in the very, 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 very top of what you do, and in terms of your global fitness compared to everyone else, you're doing insane things with your body.
Exactly, and so I have a great manager.
Do you?
Yeah. So I talk to, like, if he's like, oh, this, like, let's post these pictures, and I'm like, are you joking? I'm this. Like, I get all the comments on, and he replies to me logistically.
Really?
Like, yeah. So it helps me so much, like, regulate how my mind is working. So he's helped me actually deal with with this body image issues, and, like, of course, a lot of other people too. But, like, we work mostly together, and we're like, he's helping me with my image and everything, and I'm trying to put something out there, and I have to follow it also.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
But also, you've got, I love that you're being so honest about it, because I think any kind of work with this isn't, oh, I've just sorted it out in my brain, I've got it, I'm confident now. You'll have phases where you feel great and then you fall off again.
Constant work. And what I've dealt the most with is that I connect my emotions and stress a lot to my body image. Mm. So let's say that I'm competing, I'm in great shape, I may be like, I've never been as fit as I am, but I'm so nervous, so I start, like, picking out all my flaws just before the competition, just to bring myself a little bit down. So I'm trying to take pressure off my performance by breaking my self-esteem down, which is insane.
Yeah.
But, like regulating that is so important. Mm. And, like, also, I think that looks... And like, after social media became bigger, and, like, what you're, like, getting every day is, like, you're getting much more composure to how everything looks on the outside versus how it actually is. So you see, like, these just, like, beautiful girls and perfect girls, and you're just like, I want to be like that. Like, you get, like, this weird body image of how you should look and how you, like, why aren't you fitting that box, and that's something that, like, I really would love to be able to have an effect on, like, I wish the mindset for people could be more of, like, this is what my body can do, and this is how much I'm pushing myself, instead of, I need to do this to look like this, you know what I mean?
But you know you are doing that. There's so many women who want to look like you, and the only way that you look like you is by being prepared to put the work in. Not to sculpt your body, but you're pushing your body in terms of its capabilities.
Yeah, you're pushing the limit, and you're like, I have good nutrition, and I'm not starving myself. I would never starve myself.
Eating.
Like this is, like, the things that I want to represent for girls, of just like, you can actually have a good lifestyle, push yourself in the gym, eat healthy and clean, but also have balance, and you can look great and feel great. You don't have to go through, like, I don't know how many times I went through that rabbit hole of, like, trying to starve myself as much as I could for 3 to 4 months to look a specific way, being so unhappy looking that way. And then you go back to looking or, like, gaining weight, and your body emits, like, you just body shame yourself so much after you gain the weight again. It's just like this.
You can't carry on.
Down. Yeah. And you're never happy because everything's around how you look instead of what you're doing. And is it making you happy? And, like, and I think that, like, mindset connects so much to your body image. And like, instead of searching outwards to everything, you have to look within.
It's true.
Yeah. And this is what I'm trying to represent to girls. It's like, as soon as I started looking inwards, I started, like, accepting how I am and actually being proud of how I look and accepting my body. And And we're all born in different ways. And I mean, there could be a girl that's super skinny and can't have muscles. Like, she should embrace that. Okay, what are my strengths? Instead of, for me, I was always the muscular one and trying to be the skinny one. And
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Instead of just like, oh, I'm strong, I'm just going to embrace that.
But isn't that also part of the joy of CrossFit, is that when you're mid-workout, you're only in your body, not judging it. Isn't that the pure, yeah.
Yeah, and this is what's so good about CrossFit also, is just like, where you can go into an airport and you see a girl, or yeah, like I would say girls are the definition of like a new body type of females, and you can just see, oh, that's a CrossFitter too. Like, you can just see how they're built, that they're a CrossFitter. And I think that's so good, is like the judgmental side of muscular women is lowering down, yeah, like with the years.
And I think it's so healthy when you can begin to say to anyone you train with, like, you did great there. I mean, I'm constantly complimenting people on them looking muscular, because great arms are great arms. But
yeah, and I mean, it's also like what the muscular side shows you is just like, she's putting in work.
Yeah, loads of work.
Yeah.
Loads and loads and loads of work. You know, your body looks the way it does because you have done the right nutrition. You have trained however many times a day consistently, yeah, for a long time, which tells me so much about the way you conduct your life, you know. That,
yeah,
you're...
exactly, yeah. It's almost like, so I read about this one thing, and this is maybe not the right thing, but it's, yeah, so why do people look better when they're tanned, like brown? And there's a sign, or like there's a theory about that. Everybody looks better when they're tanned because it shows that they were hard workers and were outside in the sun.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same. Like, when you see a fit person, you're like, ah, this person works hard, and this person has control of what they want, because they show up in the gym, although it's boring sometimes, and they're like, they're putting in the work, and that's so attractive. And it's the same with like when some people are tanned, you're like, oh, they're hard workers. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most attractiveness with like the muscles and everything. It's like it shows the work you're putting in,
and that you're prepared to put yourself in the pretty dark side of this sport. You know, I love seeing anyone go there, but I love seeing girls go there because we, as you said, we're taught to hold back,
the
not to be deeply competitive, to not want to put the extra plates on, and it's when you see a girl rip it up, just go for it. It's so amazing to witness, isn't it?
I think so. I have this good story. When I started coaching, I was just like this blonde 22-year-old girl, and I was super strong and everything, but there was this guy that was doing a deadlift, and he was doing it wrong. So I went up to him and I was like, hey, you need to, like, you're doing, like, I call it the stripper deadlift. Like, the butt goes up and then you put the weight up. And I was like, you should try to fix it. And you should think about, like, you're pushing your hips and your shoulders at the same time up and just trying to, like, cue him. And he's like, why would I listen to you? You can't even deadlift as much as me. And I was just like, I'll deadlift with you, and I'll deadlift more than you. Just and so I added, like, I started joining him in deadlifts. And I out-deadlifted him, and he was like, respect. Like,
really?
I did not expect this. And I was like, yeah, but like, you pushed me to go there. So
yeah, here we go.
Yeah. But this is just like, this is like the perfect example of like a guy looking at a girl and it's like, you can't do the same as I can. I'm a guy. And I was just like, this was like the fire that started in me. I was like, I can do whatever weight the guys are doing. Maybe not be definite, but like.
Comparative.
Yeah, competitive. And like, okay, I wouldn't show up at the CrossFit Games. You'd be like, hey, Fraser, I'm going to push you in this workout. It's not like that. It's just like, you shouldn't put a limit on what you can do. And you should always respect, like, a girl can be a good coach, just this guy, although she doesn't lift the same weight. But of course, I threw myself there. But it was just like the perfect example of like, of girls can do whatever they want also.
They can, and you hear it a lot, but it's amazing how much we've taken on board that you can't, or that you shouldn't, or that it makes you look ugly, or that...
Yeah, or like, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing that you're doing the same as him, and it's just like, are you dating that guy? Oh my gosh, you look like you're stronger than him. It's like...
That's really hard.
Yeah, but it's like, and
Yeah, that doesn't make me less feminine. It doesn't make me him. Yeah. It doesn't make him less.
No, exactly. And it's insane. So I dated a guy that was a soccer player, and of course he was skinnier than me. I was a weightlifter.
Yeah.
And people are like, so is she always like outlifting you? And he took it so personally, and he's just like, no, I'm stronger than her. But it's like, why does it have to be like that?
Yeah.
Why can't people just be happy that we're both athletes? He's focusing on his and I'm focusing on mine. And like, why does it need to be a specific way that we should look to be able to be together? You know what I mean? It's so insane.
It is insane. And it's really deeply entrenched. But I can only hope that this does begin to change.
I think it's already started to change. I mean, there was this theory that guys can never be shorter than girls. This is how I grew up. I was like, I would never look at a guy that's shorter than me. I wouldn't care right now if a guy is shorter than me or not. Like, it's
just a non-thing.
Yeah, it's insane, the box that everybody needs to fit to be perfect, and it destroys people when they're born a specific way and
they can't change it.
What they're gonna change or like how they want to change. So they just depress themselves of the way they feel, and they just always trying to achieve something else what they can't achieve because like a guy is born and he's short. Should he always try to date a girl that's shorter than him just because it fits a specific box? And maybe he's in love with a girl that's a little bit
really
taller. But does it matter? Why can't the girl be born tall and a guy be born short and they can be together? Like, why does it have to be a specific box?
It's an absolute madness. And yeah, as I said earlier, we all know better.
Yeah.
But it's still deeply...
It's just like normalizing this. It's like, I think that... like I said, like we're getting so much exposure of like what everything should look like, the perfect couple, the perfect this from social media. And it's just like, we have to show more of like what is actually normal.
We cannot talk about this if this makes you uncomfortable, but I saw an article about the impact training's had on your cycles. Is that true? Did it stop your cycles for a couple of years?
Yeah, so I started CrossFit in 2015. And I stopped my period straight after the CrossFit Games.
Wow.
And I didn't get my period again until 2017. And I got it for about 2 months or something. Lost it again. Then 2018, I had to start the pill to get it again. And the outcome of this was that, like, my body was, of course, not recovering well. And that's when my period stopped. In the first place, I was under fueling and I was pushing myself further than I should have. Mm-hmm. And me as a competitor, I just like, oh, I'm happy that I don't get my period.
Really? Because it means I'm...
Yeah, it means that I'm...
At that point.
Fat, and it means that I won't get my period when I'm competing. And
yeah.
Like, and it was insane. But like, I went to a doctor and he was just like, oh, this is just... a normal for girls. Like, your body is just in a stressor because you're training and there's nothing you can do about it. And then when I hadn't had it for a year more, I was just like, okay, I'm getting pretty...
Yeah, I don't like this.
Nervous about this.
Yeah.
And then I ended up breaking my first rib in 2018. Oh, no, sorry, 2017. And the end of 2017. At the Games 2017, when I hadn't had my period for a very long time, I had it for 2 months there in 2017, then stopped again. I was always had like this pinch in my shoulder, and I just thought it was like a tight muscle. And then, like 3 months after the CrossFit Games, I'm just grabbing a bar, split jerk, and it breaks. And a first rib should not break this easily. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I have a herniated disc. And I was just like overthinking that I had just like destroyed my body. And I was stuck in Australia at the time. So I had to fly home for freaking 24 hours alone with my bags and just like stuck like this. It was insane, the experience. But then the doctor said, like, how is your period? How is your cycle? Like, because I went to a specialist because it was a broken rib. And he's like, yeah, how's your cycle? I was like, oh, I've been on my period for 2 times the last 3 years. And he was just like, what? Like, okay, we need to check out if you have bone density, like how your bone density is, and we need to check this. We need to make you start the pill again. We need to make you like get a normal cycle again. And this is not like good. This is not ideal for you. And I was like, is this affecting me having kids? Because I already saw a doctor, and he promised me that this will go back to normal when I stop training. And he's like, of course this can affect you having kids if you don't have your kids. And I was just like, so getting that like almost figured out, like you can never rely on
But it's a good indicator.
Yeah but my sign now is like, okay, if I stop my period, I need to calm down and I need to add carbs.
It's mad, actually. It's kind of a superpower, isn't it? Your body is so good at going, stop.
Yeah.
This is not right. But it's also talking about all this femininity that it in competitive sport, it's a norm for girls to lose their cycles and just carry on that way. And
I mean, I was one of them, and now I'm like every month I'm just like, please start. I don't want to calm down.
let me keep going. Let me keep going.
Let me keep going, please. And it's been a journey, like a very complicated journey of like keeping your body
at that right place.
Yeah.
Do you now train kind of in line with your cycle, with trying to do the right kind of training at the right kind of point?
I started working with a new coach, and when I got my period back regularly, like that was just last year, to be honest, in 2020, so when I started again, I had so much cramps, and my body reacted so badly.
Shock.
Yeah, to having the time of a month. And I was just like, sometimes, like, I'm that kind of person that I don't let people know if I'm in pain. I just go through it. So I remember I had like this 20-minute Watt test, and I started my period that morning, and I was just like,
all over.
Nervous. I'm like, I'm going to cramp so much, but it's only 20 minutes and you just go through it. And I did those 20 minutes, and I was laying on the floor afterwards, just like crying and puking. And it was insane, like the pain that I experienced. I was like, this can't be.
Because of that.
Because I'm having my period. Like, this can't be. Like, there's something
more. Yeah, I'm tough.
Yeah, but like, so it was, after that, I was like, to my coach, okay, if I'm having my period, can we maybe not have the intensity that high if I have like cramps? And the week before is also like the most
not so good,
because you get so weak because your body is preparing. And I actually tore my ACL a week before, and
did that's you really? But then on the other hand, when you're ovulating, you've got like the superpower to go, but
you're so strong.
Yeah,
like insanely strong, but you're so strong for that 1 week, then you get super weak for that 1 week. And then you start your period and you have the cramps, and then you get that 1 week again. It's just like, can I just have a normal month?
I know, just be like this, be like a guy. Yeah. Well, I think that's it's really good that you've kind of been on this journey with it, and hopefully it all feels like it all coincides, doesn't it? That, you know, getting your injury, having a bit of a check-in with yourself, or getting a couple of injuries, but this big one, I'm sure you're going to emerge the other side.
Oh, I feel
a different,
like
better version of yourself.
I've grown so much these last. So I tore my ACL the 9th of March. So it's been like almost 5 months or almost 6 months since I tore it. But like from surgery, something just like clicked in my head, and I was just like, okay, 1 week at a time. You don't think further. And like this injury has taught me so much, and it has like it's helped me so much with things that I never would have dealt with unless I would have been stopped. Like I would never put the time that I put in my like mental health and like myself, like the love to myself, like not just as an athlete, of just like myself. And I think the injury just helped me with that. It's all of a sudden I had the time to fix the small things that I never would have fixed before. So I think it's maybe too soon to say this, so knock on wood again, but I think this injury was a blessing. And I hope that I can look back after 4 years and say, like,
that was the moment
when I had that time, because this is the reason why I did this, and like this taught me this. And so I'm really hoping that that will, and then the other voice in your head comes and he's like, you're gonna read the end, and you're gonna go through a longer
this process. The end.
Just like, stop.
No, but I think there's a lot of truth in that. And I watched a video of you as well about remembering that you aren't just a CrossFit athlete. I think it's so easy, especially something that's so prevalent in your life, to forget that you are, there's a whole other you.
I have such a big personality. And like before I even started doing sports and everything, I have so many extra things that I love. I love music more than anything. I love animals more than anything. I love drawing. I love being creative. And I have so many different things that when I do something and I get good at it, like for example, CrossFit, I just go there and I forget everything else. So now in this injury, like I'm in school also studying psychology, and in the injury, I was just like, oh, I'm going to study. And while I'm studying, if I get ideas, I'm just going to draw them up. And this is when I was making my collection. I was just like doing an assignment about burnout. And I was like, but this top here might be good with this. So I would like to draw that up, and it would be like everywhere in my head. But like, it was so good to actually, what do you say? Like, see that side of me still exists. Mm. Like, the music side of me also, of just like, I started learning guitar while I was injured. I'm very bad at it though.
But you're learning.
And I'm still going strong, but oh, damn, I'm bad. but it's like, it's so insane to see how much these other things give you strength and give you energy when you're training. Like, I was starting to sacrifice everything just to train.
For that.
My parents would have like dinner with the whole family, and I would be like, this is too late and I need to have my own food. And like, I just had so many overthoughts of just like, instead of like, okay, I'm going to put my shoes on the side, I'm not an athlete this evening, I'm actually a human being.
Yeah, a daughter and a family member.
Yeah, and a family member, and that wants something else than just lifting weights. But I love lifting weights. But like, it was reminding myself of who I actually was, and just like, like reactivating these different sides and making this collection, and being like, being in contact with the designers and hearing their like comments about what I had, and then I comment about what they have, and they're actually respecting my comments. And I was just like,
wow,
they trust in me. And like, I had like, I drew up some things, and she was like, wow, this is amazing, like, can you send it over? And I was like, you want my drawings? Like, oh my God, like, it was so cool being such a big part of it and actually getting the self-esteem of like, I'm doing something right. And this is something that's helped, like, I'm having so much fun with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like creativity. So as you say, it's all so important. And actually, to go back to the body image thing, when I was trying to sort some of my own stuff out, I spoke to a therapist. She's like, think how much time you are wasting thinking about your body. It's just that, literally wasted time. Think about anything else. Think about your shopping list, your creative list, your anything else.
Yeah, but it's like, you get so hooked on the way you look and how you should look and how much you want to look like that, and it's insane how much time it can like take
to eat up.
I've experienced that. Like, I was insanely like addicted to how I looked, and always addicted to getting the approval from other people of like, okay, I feel like I'm getting skinnier, but I'm not gonna accept that I get skinnier unless somebody comments about it. Like, you're looking for the outwards comment to actually like to believe it in yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of like, yeah, it's insane. It's how far you can go of, yeah, like how far you can go just to get acceptance of how you should be.
Yeah, and yet
you're making it yourself and just like embracing it. That's like, I really want to just like, I really want to have that effect that people can think, I want to embrace exactly how I am versus I want to embrace because she did this and I'm going to do it like her.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing the very best that you can to try and do that. I think it's like, well done, and yeah, making this collection of sportswear that is, it looks great on all sorts of bodies, but it looks particularly great on a muscular body.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also just like, you don't even have to be an athlete and you can buy the bikini and you can look great in it, but you can also be a swimmer and buy the bikini and love swimming in it. Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be for everybody.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and it's also supposed to be for girls that have muscles and want to show them and want to embrace it. It's a little bit different, but I love different and I love uniqueness, and that's how my collection is going to be. It's going to be unique. It's going to be different from everything else.
And then I'll be waiting on Instagram for you to post you playing the guitar.
God. You have to wait a while.
What can you do on it? How much can you play?
I'm still learning the grips. I'm that bad.
But aren't your hands like rock hard from training?
The fingers that are... So I have calluses in my hands. Of course. But I'm getting calluses on my fingers also.
To add to the collection.
Yeah. But it's like, it's so hard in the beginning. You feel just like... You're not going anywhere, but you just have to keep on going, and then all of a sudden it clicks.
Same, still
just learning the grips and.
Well done. Good luck with that. Thank you.
When I learn a song, I will post it for you.
Please do. I'll be looking out. What do you think? Like a month, 6 months, a year? By the end of the year, next year.
Let's say end of next year, 2022. Yeah.
There you go. Forget the games. Get your brain on this.
What matters, exactly.
I've got two questions before we end. First of all, where can people find you and what do you want to shout about? Obviously, we're shouting about your weight collection, but where can people find you?
On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So my Instagram handle is Sarah Sigmunds.
Yeah.
And I'm most active on Instagram. And soon to be on YouTube also.
Really?
Soon. Yeah.
Well, that's where your video, your guitar things go on. Get it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And it's going to be like, the head is going to be like, Sarah should stick to CrossFit. This is her playing guitar.
Still going to get in the muscles.
Yeah, he's not doing anything else.
But it's really nice to do. It's important to do things. I recently took up longboarding. And
I love it. Yeah.
And I'm not really very good at it, but I enjoy it.
It's fun. This is the crazy part. So I was starting to play guitar, and I said, so my manager is actually a guitarist, and I was like, can you teach me the first grips, and I'm going to film you. And then I said to him, like, after a week, I was like, I'm so bad at this, and I can't get motivated or doing it because I'm so bad. And he's like, what does it matter that you're bad at it? Is it fun? I was like, oh, it's so much fun. He's like,
that's that.
I'm going.
Like, it's really important to remember that. You don't have to get really good at stuff.
You have to be the best in everything. And this is something, like, I also started doing yoga, and I started showing up in classes, and there was no pressure on me being good at yoga because I'm a CrossFitter, and I was like, this is actually pretty nice.
Yeah,
like,
just gonna do it.
There's no pressure on me being the best in it or anything. Like, of course, I put the pressure on me. Okay, yeah. I want to try this. But it's so important to also have the things that you just enjoy and you don't have pressure on.
That you're just having a go at.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Not for anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. And my last question is, I always say, if you could have an honest conversation with one person, who would it be and what would you say?
He can be alive or dead.
Anyone.
Oh my gosh, this is a hard question.
Or yourself, or a teacher, or anyone.
Like, wow, this is so hard. Honest. So can you give an example? How deep should this be?
Lots of people go very deep. Yeah, you can go deep, but you don't have to. You could go someone who is horrible to you, someone who's inspired you, or you could go for a famous person who you might like to have met.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I would have loved to meet Jimi Hendrix and just how did you become so good, and like, how just tell me the whole story of your life. Like,
okay, just hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
Hang out and Jimi Hendrix. I mean, that is not who I was expecting to say.
Jimi Hendrix, Sigmund Freud, I would love to hear how he thinks, and I would also love Frank Sinatra, because I watched a documentary about him, and he actually couldn't sing. before he learned how to sing.
What?
Yeah, and now I want to be like, who was your teacher? Tell me
everything. So you've gone Jimi Hendrix, Sigmund Freud, and what was it? Yeah, fine. I mean, if you're going to pick them, you might as well go for the really big ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Good answer.
Unfortunately, they're all dead, but...
But that, in this game, that doesn't matter, yeah, so that's fine. Thank you so much for such a lovely, lovely chat. And I'm really quite blown away because all the things you feel are what myself and so many people I know feel. And then you think, oh, no, but when you get to being her, you won't feel those things anymore. And it just is never the case.
Oh, it's never the case. Like, you always have doubts about yourself. And it's just the way you have to learn to deal with them.
Yeah, to navigate it. Because you're human. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And congratulations and on your collection. And I hope to see you in the games. You will be.
I will be. Fingers crossed.
Not a hope. You're there. You're there. Look forward to watching you there.
I'm already there in here. So.
Yeah. You're done. It's fun. Good with the guitar. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I feel a little bit emotional after that. Partly because I think I was very nervous about talking to Sarah because I admire her hugely. I'm a very, very, very amateur CrossFitter, but she's someone that I hold up as, just being a role model. And then to realise that she is wrangling all the same madness of body image stuff is on the one hand reassuring, on the other depressing, but I just admire her honesty because it is something very universal, and I wish it wasn't the case that to want to be strong and competitive makes you somehow less female, because I know for sure that I want to be those things, but I'm also an extremely emotional, sensitive person as well, and that is something I'm very proud of. So I think I'm going to go away and think about this a lot. And I'm also going to wait with bated breath to see her playing the guitar. I really do wish her well in recovering from her injury. But from the conversation I had, I would say she's going to come back all guns blazing, but in a much more grounded way, which can only be a good thing. So thank you again to Sarah. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of But Why. Intense gratitude to be able to do this. And looking forward to doing more of it next week. So please do join me. And in the meantime, please rate, review, subscribe. Tell your mates about it and drop me a line if you fancy on butwhy@clemmingshelford.com, and I'm off to put a wash on. It's going to be a white wash if you're interested. Speak to you or see you or join me next week. Bye bye.